Righteousness by Pete Bumgarner. Scripture reading, Matthew 5:20. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Romans 1:16-17. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The gospel of Christ reveals the righteousness of God from faith to faith. As it is written, the just will live by faith. Romans 10:10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth one confesses unto salvation. 1 Corinthians 1:30. You are in Christ Jesus, whom God has made to be our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. Introduction. There are various schools of thought on what righteousness is and how and when it occurs. The objective of this book is to reveal what the Bible says about righteousness. It is imperative that we know the word not only by definition, but also by practical application. We must learn how to obtain and apply righteousness to our personal lives. Righteousness focuses upon who we are, not what we do. Righteous acts will not place one in right standing with God, but right standing with God will result in righteous acts. Jesus is the theme of righteousness. Without Jesus, no one can become righteous. Jesus is the righteousness of every believer. The Hebrew definition for the word translated as righteousness means rightness. The Greek definition for the word translated as righteousness means equity of character or act. It specifically speaks of justification. Righteousness is best defined as right standing with God. Righteousness takes a former sinner and makes him appear before God as though he never sinned. Adam was created in right standing with God, but he lost his position through disobedience. For years, men have attempted to achieve righteousness by works, but none have been successful. Romans 9:30-32. The law of Moses was given to Israel, but instead of producing righteousness, it brought forth condemnation to the guilty. Romans 7:7-14. The emphasis of righteousness is upon who we are, not what we do. What we do is very important, but our works will not obtain right standing with God. Righteousness motivates and produces works, but works cannot produce righteousness. Righteousness is obtained with the heart, not the body. Jesus is our righteousness. Therefore, we must identify with him in order to gain right standing with God. 1 Corinthians 1:30. The new birth places one in right standing with God. Walking righteously or doing righteous works demonstrates the character that pleases God, his character in us. Righteous deeds are acts or works that please God. These works are stimulated by faith. Romans 4:22. The works in and of themselves do not make one righteous. They testify of righteousness. Two types of righteousness. Righteousness of the law and righteousness of faith are two contrasting types of righteousness. Righteousness of the law is dependent upon keeping the law. This type of righteousness emphasizes works, Romans 9:31, Romans 10:4. One who pursues righteousness by keeping the law, obeying rules and regulations, cannot make a mistake. According to James 2:10, if any point of the law is broken, the violator is guilty of breaking the entire law. Trying to obtain righteousness by keeping the law is impossible because the law is unforgiving. Any violation makes righteousness unattainable. Righteousness of faith is dependent upon what one believes. This type of righteousness emphasizes believing rather than doing. Philippians 3, verses 8 and 9. Righteousness by faith believes that Jesus has done what no man can do. He pleased God by never violating the law of God. Now that the law is fulfilled, we can become recipients of the righteousness obtained by Jesus if we will believe in Him as our righteousness. Two aspects of righteousness. Aspect may be defined as a way in which something can be viewed by the mind. Righteousness is right standing with God. There are two ways we can observe right standing with God. Righteousness can be observed from the perspective of relationship, or we can observe righteousness from the perspective of fellowship. Salvation through the new birth places one in right standing with God from the perspective of relationship. Believing in the redemptive work of Jesus and receiving Jesus Christ into one's heart result in salvation and right standing with God. Communion and obedience produce right standing with God from the perspective of fellowship. Fellowship relates to our daily walk with the Lord. We have the privilege and opportunity to commune with the Lord daily. During this time of fellowship, the heart of the Father is revealed to man, and the heart of man is expressed to the Father. Unlike relationship, fellowship can be broken easily. One can be in right standing with God in relationship and yet have broken fellowship with the Father. We have the assurance of right standing with God in relationship when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We must be obedient and conversant with the Lord in order to maintain right standing with Him in fellowship. Righteousness, which results in eternity with the Lord, comes as a result of relationship. Rejecting Jesus Christ as a sacrifice for sin is the only way relationship can be broken. Hebrews 6, verses 4 through 6. One cannot be born again more than one time. Hebrews 6, 4 through 6, Hebrews 10, 26 through 29. Righteousness which reveals the will of the Father comes through fellowship. Fellowship is broken through disobedience and restored by repentance. God does not move from us, we move from God. Sin separates us from God. Psalm 66:18, 1 John 2, verses 1 and 2, 1 John 3, verses 20 through 24, and 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. The prodigal son is an excellent illustration of the two aspects of righteousness. This illustration is recorded in Luke 15, verses 11 through 32. The younger son took his inheritance, left his father's house, and wasted his inheritance in an ungodly manner. Once his inheritance was gone, the son began looking for a way to survive. When he realized his condition, he began to think of his father's house and the welfare of his father's servants. He decided to return to his father's house and become a servant. When he drew near to his father's house, his father came running to him, embraced him, and kissed him. He commanded his servant to bring the best robe for his son, to place a ring on his finger, and to bring sandals for his feet. Although the son had strayed from his father's house, His father never disowned him, even though he had broken fellowship. Upon his return, he was identified and treated as a son. He returned to be a servant, but his father recognized him as a son. According to 2 Peter 3:9, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Although God does not desire broken fellowship, he is willing to forgive and restore those who return to him. The indignant older brother resented his younger brother's restoration. Like many religious people today, he would rather have seen his brother disowned than restored. He preferred judgment over mercy. Jesus prefers mercy over judgment. He came to seek and to save those who are lost. Righteousness through Jesus. As a man, Jesus accomplished what Adam failed to accomplish, obedience while experiencing temptation. John 14:30, Philippians 2:5-8, Hebrews 4:15. In the flesh, Jesus defeated Satan by refusing to submit to fleshly desires. Jesus overcame every temptation and continually remained in right standing with God in both relationship and fellowship. The sinless man, Jesus, identified with sinful man so that the unrighteous could have the privilege of identifying with the righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus, acting as a substitute for the entire human race, became sin for lost humanity. Although Jesus never sinned, God made him to be sin for us, just as the goat of Leviticus 16 was made sin for the nation of Israel. Leviticus 16:21-22. Today we have the privilege of identifying with Jesus and his righteousness through faith. Romans 3:21-26. With the heart, not the head, man believes unto righteousness. Romans 10:10. One can have an intellectual concept of God and not have a heart for God. Righteousness is spiritual, not intellectual. By faith, we receive Jesus as our righteousness, just as we receive him as our Savior and sanctifier. The gospel of Jesus Christ reveals righteousness. In Romans 1:16-17, Paul declares that the righteousness of God is revealed through the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel reveals that Jesus came to earth to redeem sinful humanity. The gospel declares the righteousness of Jesus by revealing his sinless life. The gospel declares that those who receive Jesus can share in his righteousness. God's message to humanity. There is none righteous. No, not one. Romans 3:10. This statement refers to those who have not been born again. One who has accepted Jesus must not attempt to identify with the Scripture. This Scripture was recorded so that everyone would realize his need for a Savior. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. This Scripture also reveals our state of being before we accept Jesus as our Savior. Sin is removed, and the glory of God is experienced by those who receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, Isaiah 64:6. This scripture denounces the attempt to obtain righteousness by works. Our efforts to keep rules and regulations and to do good deeds will never be accepted as righteousness. Our righteousness must exceed that of religion. Matthew 5:20. Religion emphasizes doing good deeds. Consequently, the religious concept of righteousness is works. The believer's concept of righteousness must be faith in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. We exceed the righteousness of religion when we place more emphasis upon faith than works. Philippians 3, verses 8 through 11. The righteousness of the believer says, I will do the works because of righteousness, not to obtain righteousness. Righteousness does not come as a result of works. Galatians 2:21, Galatians 3:21. Righteousness comes by faith. Romans 10:6, Galatians 5:5. Only in the Lord Jesus Christ do we have righteousness. Isaiah 45:24. The Lord leads us in the paths of righteousness. Psalm 23:3. We must seek righteousness. Therefore, we must seek Jesus. Matthew 6:33. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Matthew 5:6. Righteousness is a free gift. It cannot be earned by works. Romans 5:17. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Jesus is our righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Righteousness speaks through the message that it conveys. Romans 10, verses 3 through 10. We must awake to righteousness and abstain from sin. 1 Corinthians 15:34. Faith obtains righteousness. Abraham's response to God is an excellent example of righteousness by faith. Genesis 15, verses 1 through 6. Abraham believed God and demonstrated his belief by acting according to God's instructions. His faith was counted as righteousness. Circumcision, which is works, did not obtain righteousness for Abraham. Romans 4, verses 1 through 12. Abraham's faith caused him to be circumcised. Romans 4, verse 11. Faith requires corresponding action. Not only did Abraham demonstrate his faith through circumcision, but he also demonstrated his faith when he offered Isaac to the Lord. James 2, verses 20 through 26, and Hebrews 11, verses 17 through 19. The righteousness of God comes as a result of faith in Jesus Christ. Romans 3:22. Faith in Jesus is demonstrated by works of righteousness. The faith which obtains righteousness is a faith that believes and acts upon the gospel of Jesus Christ. The righteous reveal their faith in Jesus by their works. James 2:17 through 20. The spirit man is redeemed and immediately placed in right standing with God as a result of faith in the redemptive work of Jesus. John 3, verses 3 through 8, Romans 10, verses 6 through 10, 1 Peter 1, 23. The physical body has not yet been redeemed. Consequently, the body is not in right standing with God. Motivated by faith, it is waiting for its redemption, at which time it will be adopted into the family of God, thereby placing it in right standing with God. Romans 8, 18 through 23. When a believer dies, his spirit is immediately in the presence of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 8. The physical body of the believer is buried with the hope of being resurrected as immortal and incorruptible, at which time it will be adopted into the family of God. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 through 58, and 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18. Redemption has already affected the spirit man. It will affect the physical man when redemption is consummated. In the church age, the emphasis of righteousness is upon the inward man, who is responsible for keeping the physical man under subjection. Objects of righteousness. The robe of righteousness mentioned in Isaiah 61:10 reveals what God has done for the believer through the redemptive work of Jesus. When God looks at the believer, He no longer sees his sins. Now he sees the believer clothed with the righteousness of Jesus. We are in Christ. The word of righteousness mentioned in Hebrews 5:13 is the subject or doctrine of righteousness. The fruit of righteousness spoken of in Hebrews 12:11 relates to that which is produced from the life of an individual who is in right standing with God. The crown of righteousness, which Paul speaks of in 2 Timothy 4:8, refers to the reward of an individual who is in right standing with God. The scepter of righteousness found in Hebrews 1:8 speaks of authority administered in justice and equity. Summary. Through disobedience, man lost his right standing with God. Through obedience, Jesus regained right standing with God for all who will believe in him. The gospel of Jesus Christ reveals the righteousness of God. God's message to humanity is that all men need Jesus in order to obtain right standing with God. Faith in Jesus and his redemptive work is the only way to obtain righteousness. We must follow Abraham's example of believing God by demonstrating our belief through our actions. Although there are two types of righteousness, man is capable of attaining right standing with God only through faith, not by works of the law. We must not forget the two aspects of righteousness, right standing from the perspective of relationship and right standing from the perspective of fellowship. Right standing with God will produce justice and equity, sound doctrine, and acceptable deeds. Ultimately, right standing with God will be rewarded. Conclusion. Righteousness is right standing with God. Good deeds will not make one righteous. However, the righteous will produce good deeds. Righteousness comes through identification. Jesus is our righteousness. Therefore, we must identify with him. We must wake up and realize that righteousness revolves around Jesus, not religious works. We must believe and accept the truth that Jesus' redemptive work is our only hope for right standing with God. The spirits of those who have been born again have been redeemed and are presently experiencing right standing with God. Our bodies will be redeemed and adopted into the family of God, at which time they will experience right standing with God. According to Acts 17:28, it is in Jesus that we live and move and have our being. God sees the believer in Jesus. Because Jesus is in right standing with God, the believer also experiences right standing with God. Let's not be content to abide in right standing through relationship only. Let's always be determined to maintain right standing with God through fellowship. We have the privilege of being sons of God, servants of God, and friends of God. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Only he can place us in right standing with God. But without knowledge of the redemptive work of Jesus, no one can receive righteousness. Creation reveals that there is a supreme being, but it does not reveal the identity of the being. Creation does not reveal Jesus. Jesus must be proclaimed. According to Romans 10:13, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But to call upon someone, you must first know he exists. How then can they call on him in whom they've not believed? Romans 10:14. In order to believe in someone, you must have knowledge of the person. How can they believe in him if they have not heard of him? Romans 10:14. Knowledge requires proclamation. Believers in Jesus are responsible for proclaiming Jesus to those who have not yet heard of him. How can they hear without a preacher? Romans 10:14. A preacher is one who proclaims Jesus and the truth of what he has already done for humanity. The responsibility of the preacher is to present Jesus in accuracy and simplicity. How can one preach unless he is sent? As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news and preach the gospel of peace and goodness." Romans 10:15, Isaiah 52:7. In order to be effective in our proclamation, we must be sent by God, led by the Spirit. Those who are led by the Spirit can effectively present the good news to those who are ignorant of Jesus or what he has done for them. The message of righteousness must be proclaimed. Righteousness cannot be realized or proclaimed without preaching the gospel of Jesus. He is our righteousness. As believers in Jesus, we have the responsibility of telling others the good news that God will accept all who accept his Son, Jesus. Righteousness cannot be obtained through the efforts of man. It can be obtained only through the faith of man. We must believe in the completed work of redemption. Jesus has done what no man could do. We must believe in him and what he did in order to be accepted by his Father. Righteousness is the result of justification. Jesus has justified us and made us as though we never sinned. We must accept Jesus as our righteousness in order to be in right standing with God. Believers should not strive to get what they already have. We are not looking for righteousness. We are righteous because we are one with Jesus, who is righteous.